The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Guyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Guyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Guyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Guyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called, and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Guyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Guyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
They're playing basketball.
All around the
these
world.
Are the best basketball.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillespie, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook, up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land, and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbick. Deep right corner, Rayan Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayan Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie to maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but court. 43-26, that's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. That every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is. Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman. Leinster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirkner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winner. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winner's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here! Murphy is in the open area, behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Shot, Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he hooked it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30, 23 at the end of three on scores.gas.com.
A very good late afternoon, early evening to you from here at the University of Dayton Arena. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee, Jack with Chuck from UD. And we've got the boys' Division IV district championships here today. Two games for you. Fort Loramie-Lockland in Game 1. Jackson Center Tri-Village in Game 2. Fort Loramie Redskins under head coach Corey Britton come into this contest with a fine mark of 20-5. The Fort Loramie Redskins are on a roll, having won 6 of the last 7, 8 of the last 10. The opponent, Lockland, has a losing record on the year, 11-13. Lockland wasn't supposed to be here. In fact, Lockland lost its last tournament game to Cincinnati College Prep, which ran up over 90 points on Lockland. But it was determined after that game that Cincinnati College Prep used a player who was not eligible. Thus, Lockland is declared the winner. It's a forfeited loss by Cincinnati College Prep. And the opponent for Fort Loramie here tonight is Lockland, a team which has been a nemesis down through the years, Chuck, of Shelby County schools, including Layman Catholic and those in the Shelby County League. I know on at least four occasions in the last 13 years that Lockland has knocked off a Shelby County school in the district or the regional.
Well, what they bring that a lot of these teams don't see during the season is a lot of quickness and a lot of athleticism. And that's going to be the difference. I was talking to Coach Britton real early when I got here, and he was saying they're probably going to be facing a zone. That's what they like to do. They're very, very patient. And not your typical Lockland team. Most Lockland teams like to run up and down the floor, but they will pressure them full court, and that's what they're expecting to see from them. They found out on Wednesday at noon this is who they were playing, so they had to scrap everything they'd been doing for Cincinnati College Prep and get ready for Lockland. So that's a disadvantage to Loramie. They haven't had as much prep, but they do. They've seen them. They've seen film, and they do know what to expect anyway tonight.
And Lockland, as I said, has been a serious problem for Shelby County schools over the years. Let's just hope that the Fort Loramie Redskins didn't look at that score very long in the previous game. College Prep drubbed Lockland by more than 20 points, beat them easily. Lockland's lost 13. It's a club that does play a very competitive schedule. I noticed that Cincinnati Woodward, for example, was on Lockland's schedule. It's a team that plays in what is called the Miami Valley Conference, the likes of North College Hill, Seven Hills. Five of the schools in that league are still in Division III, Division IV district action. So that says something for that league, and that speaks well for Lachlan's 11-win season so far.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, they play a good schedule. I mean, so does Loramie. The Shelby County League is not a slouch, but but they play a good schedule, and they're coming in here feeling like they got a second chance. Talked to a couple of their kids when they were just down here shooting around, and they feel real good about having another opportunity, and they don't want to waste it. So, you know, Loramie's going to have a good start to the game, and they're really going to have to protect the basketball.
Lachlan is quick. One thing Fort Loramie brought to the sectional final, Chuck, was energy, and I mean high energy against Rushi. And that carried the Redskins to the victory. It propelled Fort Loramie to that four-quarter win. It was nonstop energy, in-line to in-line, sideline to sideline for four full quarters, and that's what Fort Loramie will need against Lachlan, which will no doubt press some. It will overplay defensively. Fort Loramie's got to take care of the basketball.
They do, absolutely. I mean, you look at the Lachlan roster, they've got their biggest kid 6'2".
Right.
Tyler Siegel and Austin Siegel should have a field day inside. Mm-hmm. If Burning can get into the lane like he did against Rushi and then find either one of those two young men open, they should be able to score like crazy against this team tonight. They also need Dylan Braun to be able to make some threes. And this, again, we talk about it when you come down here. It's a weird shooting background for a high school kid. They're not used to having the backboards, you know, up and then looking into seats like that.
Right.
So, you know, Dylan Braun is going to have to, he's going to have a good shooting night, I think.
Well, I think it's going to be important for Dylan to have a good game. He may not pump in 20. He was around that mark several times over the last part of the season and early on here in the tournament. He may not get that many, but certainly he's got to drop in two or three threes, get double digits. He's the leading scorer on the team.
Yeah, he's been on a good roll here in the tournament, and you know, you were hoping maybe that Loramie was going to have a great student crowd, and I looked down there, but they're all wearing camouflage, so that's why I didn't know there was anybody down there. But they certainly are going to have the advantage. They sold 1,060 tickets pre-sale, and they were telling me that Lachlan sold four.
Wow.
So, I mean, the advantage crowd-wise tonight has got to be Loramie, but Loramie's got to play well, because if your crowd doesn't do you any good, if you get behind and they just kind of sit there and wait for the game to end.
They just got an update. Lachlan sold four, but one was returned, so they sold three.
There you go. Well, I'm looking over there. They got a few people here, and they got a pep band. That's a good thing, but they don't have very many kids here for the game.
Head coach Corey Britton has had a fine season guiding this Fort Loramie team. It's been like a three-season campaign for Fort Loramie, all in one. Very good start, 8-0. Then the offense seemed to subside for seven or eight games.
It did.
And has picked up speed here in the tournament, thank goodness, at the right time.
Yeah, they're playing. I mean, their start against Rushi was as well as I've seen them play since probably that first Anna game. I mean, that was when I thought, man, they're going to be a juggernaut. And then they ran into some offensive problems in the middle. But now they're playing really well again. So, and this is the perfect time for it to happen.
And we've talked some about the Fort Loramie personnel. Chuck, I think the most critical part of Fort Loramie's roster here in the tournament will be the likes of Nick Brandewee off the bench, Eli Rosengarten off the bench. Those young men will be very important to Fort Loramie's success, including as well Nate Ratterman, who played well in the last tourney game.
Right.
We've got our sponsors rundown and the opening tip and starting lineups in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Jack with Chuck back here at the UD Arena. Starting lineups will be introduced shortly. We've had the playing of the national anthem, and we're just a few minutes away from the opening tip, Fort Loramie and Lachlan. By the way, the Panthers head coach is an Ohio State graduate. He had several years as an assistant at West Carroll and at Western Hills in Cincinnati. This is year number one for him as the head coach here at Lachlan. And his name is Alex Rittershausen. And as I mentioned, he's an OSU grad. He's real pleased with the progress of the Lachlan Panthers, who are led by two 14-point scorers, names you'll hear often, Jarek Smith, a 6'1 senior guard, and DeAndre Robinson, a 6'2 senior wing player. In fact, Robinson is averaging a double-double, nearly 11 rebounds
wow.
per game.
That's impressive.
Yep. Other starters, Ian Wooten, a 6-foot senior. Mikey Ibra, spelled I-B-R-A. He's a 6-foot junior guard. And Kaizi Wright, who's a 5'9 junior point man.
You've been practicing those names, haven't you?
Uh-huh. Lachlan, L-O-C-K-L-A-N-D.
Trust me, when I'm doing the stats, his name's Wright.
Well, the head coach's name for Lachlan was difficult enough. It's got about 15, 16 letters in it. Alex Rittershausen, an Ohio State grad. And his first year, very pleased to be here. Yep, they got a reprieve, got a second chance. And you can bet the Lachlan Panthers will play just like that. Fort Loramie with Tyler Siegel, 6'7 junior in the post. Dylan Braun, a wing, a 6'1 junior with Evan Burning, a 6'1 junior. Austin Siegel down inside, a 6'3" junior. And Cody Gasson, the only senior in the starting lineup, one of two seniors on the roster. A 6'1 guard also begins the game. Here's a drive by Burning. Burning carves out area in the paint, dumps it off to Tyler Siegel, who drops home a two-pointer, and that is exactly what Chuck spoke about in the pregame several minutes ago.
They're not going to have any answer for Tyler Siegel if they let Burning get in the lane like that.
Burning penetrated the paint, dumped it off to Siegel. Here's Lachlan, forecourt right, long three ball, a deep one, extreme part of the floor. It's good. Wow, from way downtown, Nikaizi Wright. Floated one through, and it's 3-2 in favor of Lachlan. Here's Burning, left wing to Gasson for Fort Loramie. Goes baseline, he's doubled. Good inside feed to Austin Siegel. Little four-footer, banked it in, and Fort Loramie's on top, 4-3.
Well, Lachlan is trying to double the ball every time down the floor, and so far they've done a nice job of avoiding that and getting the ball to the big guys inside.
Redskins have driven the middle of the floor nicely, and laid the ball off to the bigs. Tyler a field goal. Austin a field goal. Here's a deep three left corner by Lachlan. It is rimmed in and out. No good. That one by Smith. was down below and came out of the cylinder. Rebound smacked away to Dylan Braun. Braun in the forecourt. Picked up 30 feet away by Ian Wooten. On top to Burning. Now to Gasson. Gasson, 25 feet out on the left, recognizes the Lachlan zone. And Cody hangs on, gives to Burning. Burning thought about shooting the three. Goes to the foul line, feeds Braun. Braun on the arc, lets it fly, hit the rim, backboard no good. Oh, look at Cody Gasson come flying out of nowhere. He tried to make a miraculous offensive rebound. He was undercut, and I think he'll be awarded two.
Yeah, he was shooting the ball. That was a heck of a rebound by Cody.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie game sponsors. So much gratitude to them for sure. Dyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Gasson made a free throw, missed one. It's 5-3 Fort Loramie. We played 2 minutes. Pressure by the Redskins at midcourt. Lachlan gets it down into the corner, and Fort Loramie tips the ball away. It goes out of bounds. Dylan Braun, just under 15 points a game, leads the team in scoring. Tyler Siegel at under 13, and Evan Burning at about 11.5. Lachlan throws the ball around on the arc, and setting and shooting a triple is Nikaisi Wright, way off to the left, no good. Fort Loramie tracks down the rebound. Lachlan punches it out of bounds, and the Redskins will bring it up the floor with a 5-3 lead.
Well, they're settling for threes, and I think their problem is that they don't think they can get the ball inside and get a shot up to, over top of Siegel.
Gasson over the timeline, high left to Dylan Braun, who flips it back to Cody. Lachlan now appears to be in a matchup defense of some kind. Here's Gasson, elbow in the right. Baseline right to Siegel. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Passes back outside to Braun, who sets and shoots a three, and he buries it.
Yeah, they're still playing their zone, but they're doubling everything that every time you touch the ball.
I thought it was a three-pointer, Chuck. Wasn't Fort Loramie on five before?
Yeah, I gave him three.
Scoreboard reached seven. Shouldn't it be 8-3 Redskins?
Yes.
No, apparently, according to the PA man, the official signaled a two. Braun was straddling the arc. Lachlan misses. Here's Fort Loramie quickly bursting down the floor. Tyler Siegel out in front on the fast break all the way to the rack. Defensive foul against Lachlan.
I think the official got, there's 2 3-point lines here. I think the official got confused on one where he was because he was definitely behind the high school line.
Huh. Yep, scoreboard officially reads 7-3, and that's where it stays. Tyler Siegel swishes the free throw. That's a good sign because Tyler could shoot a lot of fouls in this game tonight. 4:53 to go here in the first quarter. Good beginning for Fort Loramie. Up 8-3 over Lachlan on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Seconds ago, you heard from Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Tyler Siegel connects twice at the free throw line. Lachlan quickly down the floor, and a three is jacked up immediately by Jarek Smith. It's short, no good, off the iron. Rebound down to Braun. Nick Brandewee, the ninth grader, on the floor now for Fort Loramie.
They did change that back to a three. It's correct now. They have 10 points.
10 points for Fort Loramie. That was indeed a triple by Dylan Braun, as we thought. Down to 4:19 to go in the first period. Fort Loramie up 7, 10-3. Lachlan settling for a lot of quick trays. Here's the ball reversed from Burning, right corner Dylan Braun. He hoists up a three ball, short off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Lachlan. 10-3 Fort Loramie. We played half the first quarter. Right flank. It is Lachlan shooting another three. Nikaisi Wright left it way shy of the mark. And over the back foul on Lachlan on the rebound attempt. You're so right, Chuck. Lachlan is settling very quickly for three-point tries. And as you noted in the pregame, this is a difficult background in which to shoot. And Lachlan has stepped on the floor and is raining threes right out of the gate. And that offense is not working. Here's Brandewey throwing long cross court, cutting in from the right wing, and catching is Braun. He scores off the backboard. That's called chemistry there.
Well, they set a nice back screen for him, and a nice pass.
Beautiful teamwork. Great assist by Brandewey of Fort Loramie. On the receiving end was Braun. Here's Lachlan, another long three ball by the Panthers. It is no good by Mikey Ibra. It caromed off the rim. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Lachlan swiped it. And here's a driving reverse layup up and good. Elijah Goins in off the bench, a 6'2 senior. Pumped it home to make it 12-5 Fort Loramie. 3 minutes to go opening quarter. Here's Brandewey penetrating. A late pass. Baseline left to Tyler Siegel. He leans in. Missed the 7-footer short.
Yeah, he short arm that. He didn't shoot it up there. That should have been another basket.
Defended nicely by Lachlan. Panthers hoist up another three ball. The young man who made the last one, Goins, is off the back iron on this one. And the Panthers climb the ladder once again on the rebound attempt.
I hurt my neck looking up there. Usually they put the stats. Now they got TV monitors up there. I like the stats better. I think that's the fourth team foul on Lachlan. Loramie has none.
You're so right, Chuck. Four zip in terms of team fouls as the University of Dayton Arena has been transformed for the NCAA tournament. 12-5, Fort Loramie leads. 2.5 to go first quarter. Ball out on the arc, then fed to Brandewey, cutting down the lane. One more pass to Braun. He is undercut and spilled as he went in to shoot. Low on the right, couple free throws here for Braun. Good beginning for Fort Loramie Redskins. Not giving Lachlan an opportunity to get going. Redskins up 7, make it 8 on the Braun free throw, 13-5. Lachlan's very quick, but the Panthers have been unwilling to drive the basketball to the rim so far and have been coming down the floor, pulling up on the three-point line and letting the triples fly. But that has not been successful. 14-5, two free throws by Braun, good. Here's a steal in midcourt by Burning. Burning, middle of the floor, pulls it back out. Nice swipe by Evan Burning. Left flank, gives it up on the play to Rosengarten, who's in. Down low on the right to Austin Siegel, who breaks free. Austin Siegel barged between two Panther defenders. He stormed to the rim and banked it down. 16-5, Fort Loramie. 6 minutes gone, opening quarter. Here's Lachlan midcourt. A little bit out of control is Jarek Smith. He's double-teamed, and Fort Loramie almost took it away. DeAndre Robinson. Austin Siegel on the floor for Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun comes off. Cody Gasson back on. Nick Brandewey in there. Eli Rosengarten on the floor. Evan Burning on the hardwood as well. Here's Lachlan. Far left wing, DeAndre Robinson. Outside the arc, near side, it is Euro Diallo who's in off the bench. Diallo, 5'10 sophomore. Lachlan backs it out. Fort Loramie appears to be in somewhat of a zone defense, Chuck. Here's a long three. Lachlan tries to shoot over the zone. It's Diallo, short, off to the left, no good. Once again, the Redskins box players off the board beautifully, and Lachlan wants to go over the shoulder for another foul.
I think they're still playing man. They're just doing a lot of switching in there.
A lot of switching, a lot of sloughing, making sure Lachlan doesn't drive the ball to the rim. So far it's worked for the Redskins, who are forcing the Panthers to shoot from long range. Quickly down the floor, Burning. Burning hits the cutting. Cody Gasson in from the right corner. It rattles and comes out. Rebound Lachlan, a minute 21 to go in the first. 16-5, Fort Loramie. Shot fake, Panthers foul line. Here's a duck under by Ian Wooten. on the arc to Goins, baseline right, double team on him. 25 feet away, Wooten. Near side of the floor, Jarek Smith. Jarek Smith hands off to Diallo. Now DeAndre Robinson. High arching three ball by him, rattling, goes down below the cylinder, comes out. Rebound punched away, out of bounds, off Lachlan.
Boy, that, the defense by Lormy right now is outstanding.
And Lachlan has chucked up about eight or nine threes. Panthers have 5 points. They've only knocked one of the triples down. And with 52 seconds to go in the first quarter, Fort Lormy's got a commanding 16-5 lead. Nick Brandewee between the rings, now to Cody Gasson. Dribble drive, foul line, pulls up, slipped. Fed the ball off to Austin Siegel, who scores again. Austin Siegel with a lot of muscle, low block right side. A beneficiary of a nice pass once more.
10 points out of Tyler and Austin, all attributed to getting in the lane and getting them the basketball.
Sounds like the Rushi game all over again when Tyler and Austin played very well. Here's a jump shot by Lachlan, head of the circle by Diallo. It dipped in, dipped out, no good. Fort Lormy running the floor, and guess who? It's Austin. It's Tyler. Two more. Wow, Austin Siegel, Tyler Siegel lead the break. 20-5 Fort Lormy. 5 seconds left, opening quarter. Lachlan's got the ball 40 feet away. Here's a line drive, triple at the buzzer. It counts if it goes. Missed it off the back iron. Redskins up 15 after one. 20-5 Fort Lormy. On scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Lormy, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Lormy, a world-class supplier. And Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Go to the website for more savings. Right away, starting the second quarter, Fort Lormy with a takeaway. Dylan Braun, a bust out left to right, all the way to the rim, laid it through. Lachlan fast breaking, trying to score in a hurry. It is intercepted by Fort Lormy, which heaves at the length of the floor, and it's picked off by the Panthers. Action quite frenetic right now. Fort Lormy up a 17, 22-5. Here's a three ball pumped up, 24-footer, good by Jarek Smith of Lachlan. Two threes by the Panthers, 22-8 in favor of Fort Lormy. Dylan Braun, 25 feet away on the right, flips it cross court to Burning. Back to Braun behind the screen. Fakes left, goes right, baseline, pulls up, one-handed fadeaway by Braun. Wow, he makes it! That was an NBA one-hander.
He's got 11, and we talked about him needing to score. Well, he's doing that. Double dribble.
Double dribble, Lachlan at midcourt. Good center line pressure by Fort Lormy causing the turnover. That shot to Dylan Braun was amazing, Chuck. I don't think Dylan began the drive toward the basket with that shot in mind. He pulled up from about 12 feet away. Might have been a step closer than that. Had his left shoulder facing the rim. He wasn't squared up. He'd been dribbling with the right hand. He kept the ball in the right hand and raised it up above his head like a Statue of Liberty, flipped it in from a good 10-plus feet away. And here's Burning coming back for Fort Lormy. Right down the pike to the rim. Lays it off to Tyler Siegel. Another easy lay-in for a Fort Lormy big man. Tyler and Austin have been dominating so far. 26-8 in favor of the Redskins. Here's a bad pass by Lachlan down to her left, and Fort Loramie's got another swipe. Here's Burning, right wing Dylan Braun. Braun's double-teamed. Goes to Austin. Cross court to Nate Radiman is in now. Hands off on the play to Cody Gaston. Gaston out of control. Might have walked. A lot of contact as Cody fights his way into the paint. And it's ruled a foul on Lachlan. No travel. Cody will take it. He'll get two.
That's 17. He's going to shoot two, but that's 17 fouls already.
Free throw by Cody. Got it. Fort Loramie in the 1-1. The remainder of the half. 5:54 to go. Second quarter. 27-8 in favor of the Redskins. But looking at Lachlan's schedule, you wouldn't have thought the Panthers would be this soft. Fort Loramie was playing that well here at the beginning and has shocked Lachlan here for the first 11 minutes of this game. Both free throws, Gaston up and in, dead center on each. 28-8, Fort Loramie's got a 20-point lead, and we are 2 minutes and 15 seconds into the second quarter. Lachlan throws the ball around out high. It goes on the play to Tenneco Jones, a 5'8 junior in off the bench, and he is tripped, common foul against Fort Loramie. Thanks to Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? One of our underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates, from which you've already heard, in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. 492-9495. DeAndre Robinson got a nice driving layup for Lachlan seconds ago. And then Fort Loramie dribbles the ball to midcourt. Lachlan punches it away. Fort Loramie tries to get it back and fouls. It's on Dylan Braun. 5:16 to go here in the second quarter. 28-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Biggest lead seconds ago at 28-8 at the 5.5-minute mark.
Last shot by Robinson. He would have put everybody out with the horse shot. That was a circus basket. Just underhand scoop.
He is probably the best player on this team, DeAndre Robinson. Here's a foul line jump shot by Ian Wooten, way short, airballed it. It hit the floor below the rim and skipped out of bounds. Full court pressure now by Lachlan, trailing 28-10 to Fort Loramie. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Burning in backcourt, he motions. Hands off on the play to Nick Brandaway. Nick, a 6-foot junior, fires a bullet down low to Austin Siegel in among the traffic provided by three white shirts. Couldn't get it to fall, but the rebound is snapped way back outside to the Redskins. Burning darts into the lane. He's crowded. Pitches on the arc to Gaston, and Gaston fires into the left corner behind Dylan Braun. It goes out of bounds.
And he threw that a little hard. I think Dylan might have stove the finger on that one.
4:40 left to go here in the second quarter. 28-10, Fort Loramie over Lachlan. Panthers bring it up over the timeline. It is fed off on the play to Jarek Smith, now to Robinson. Fort Loramie away from the ball, guilty of holding. And the Panthers will throw in beneath the basket to the right. Third team foul on the Redskins. Lachlan is over the limit. Ball inbounded baseline right by Goins. On the arc to Kyle Runk, a 6-foot sophomore, is in now. Head coach Alex Rittershausen for Lachlan has played 10 young men already. It's a young team. Here's a drive to the basket. Left-hand shot in flight by Jarek Smith. It banks in. Wow, he made it on the go. Whistle blew, though, while he was on the floor.
35, Cody Gaston.
No goal. Cody Gaston picks up the personal. Foul of the common variety again. And Lachlan with possession below the basket once more. Inbound to Jarek Smith. Here's a long three try, deep left corner by Ian Wooten. No good, skipped off the rim. Ball comes way out on the arc to Mikey Ibre. Ibre drops it down inside to Smith. Ball thrown to the foul line. Here's a running one-hander, arched up. It is Wooten shooting, rolling off. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Lachlan had a lengthy offensive set, couldn't get points. Redskins up 18, 28-10. 3:47 to go, second quarter. Braun fakes right, goes left. Throws to Burning, head of the key. Punched away, rolls into backcourt. Burning tracks it down. Gives it up the floor to Brandewey. Cross court pass to Gasson. Gasson outside the arc. Goes straight away to Brandewey. Now Burning, shot fake. Behind the back pass to Braun, open right corner. Missed it off the flange. Rebound Cody Gasson. Fort Loramie snatching the long boards. Burning baseline left, Austin Siegel, spin move. He's bucked by a defender. He took a hip, did Austin, in the back of his right leg. It's a foul called against the Panthers. 1-1, Austin Siegel. The winner of this game advances on to Tuesday's regional at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. In the second game of that night at 8 against the Lima Perry Fort Recovery winner, they're playing tonight at Wapakoneta. Free throw, Austin Siegel, no good, too hard. Again, a long rebound is caught by Fort Loramie. Burning, motioning, head of the key. Fakes left, goes right, pulls up at the elbow. Now to Braun, 25 feet away. Austin Siegel posts up, then reposts down low. Strides toward the rim. He's hacked. Austin got beyond the defender. He'll get two more free throws. And Fort Loramie is living at the stripe.
Well, this shot, 8-6-8. This will be 11 after he shoots these two. Lachlan hasn't been there yet.
3 minutes to go, second quarter, 28-10 Fort Loramie. Haven't had a point in about a minute, 30 seconds. That foul shot by Austin Siegel is right on target. 29-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins continue to substitute. Nathan Ratterman, 6'1", sophomore in. We've seen Nick Brandewey, 6-foot freshman. We've seen Eli Rosengarten, a 5'10 sophomore. Austin Siegel made a free throw. This one's off to the right, no good. Scurrying for the rebound in the right corner is Ian Wooten. Wooten brings it down on the dribble against Rosengarten, 25 feet away. Burning checks Jarek Smith. Here's Jarek Smith on his horse, right down the middle of the floor to the basket. A looper in front, hit the rim, no good. Left-hander couldn't get it to go. Rebound Burning. Burning strides down the court. Bad pass for Austin Siegel, intercepted by Lachlan. Sprinting the other way, Jarek Smith. Big time collision in the lane, and it's ruled an offensive foul on the Panthers.
I would question that one. He was kind of sliding a little bit sideways.
And not only was he sliding, he was well down below the net, it appeared. I know there's not that semicircle in the high school game, but I don't give the defensive player the benefit of the doubt in that kind of situation. But the Redskins will take it. 29-10 Fort Loramie, which is not dropped in a field goal now for 2 minutes, but still leading by 19. That's a great situation to be in. Here's Dylan Braun, 25 feet away. Now to Rosengarten, three steps from midcourt. Now Evan Burning at the timeline. Burning being guarded chest to chest out there by Tenneco Jones. There's a lob pass for Austin Siegel, intercepted on the play by Lachlan. It's Elijah Goins who made the pickoff, and then as he darts down the floor, he's fouled, a reach in from the backside by Fort Loramie.
Foul on Fort Loramie, number 23, and then Burning his first team's fifth.
Fort Loramie's offense without a bucket in over 2 minutes. Lachlan's been cold as well here lately. Scoreboard is stuck at 29-10 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's a little give and go down the lane. Lachlan, that's about the best looking offensive set so far, going vertically toward the basket. Shot no good, but a foul. Two free throws here, the first of the game for Lachlan.
Yeah, they did a nice job of penetrating that time. They have not been able to get inside, and the last couple of times they did, Siegel's blocked the shot.
Elijah Goins, 6'2 senior, drains the shot to make it 29-11. Fort Loramie up 18, a minute 55 to go, second quarter. Evan Burning sits down. Nick Brandewey back in for Fort Loramie. He and Rosengarten and Braun are out on top. Second shot by Goins, a lot of rim. It comes off on the front side into the arms of Tyler Siegel of Fort Loramie. Backcourt it goes to Dylan Braun. Thanks to Rushi sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Big shout-outs to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. They came on board last March during the basketball tournament, have been with us ever since. the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. And thank you, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282, 498-7282. Get connected to your VA benefits. Also on the web at facebook.com/Shelby, COVSO, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Nick Brandewee fouled, and he strolls to the line for Fort Loramie, and he knocks down two in a row. Nick, the left-hander, he southpaws in each shot, and it's 31-11.
He is a solid freshman for the Redskins.
Very feisty player, tenacious defensively, and he's got a good left-handed stroke. 20-point lead, Fort Loramie the biggest. Here's an overplay by Brandewee out high, and he stole the ball, appeared to have done it fairly cleanly, but he's whistled. Minute 26 to go in the second quarter. Redskins don't have a field goal in 3 minutes, Chuck. They've been at the stripe.
Yeah, but I mean, they're kind of doing a lot of perimeter stuff now. They got to get back to what they were doing. There was no stopping either one of the Seagulls inside.
Lachlan playing a little better defense, having adjusted to Fort Loramie style here in the last few minutes of this game.
They've gone man, and that's helped them a little bit, I think.
But the Redskins made hay in the first 11 minutes of this game, bolting to a 20-point lead. It's 31-12 now after the made free throw by Ian Wooten of Lachlan. Second is in. Panthers get to the 1-1 finally, 31-13 in favor of Fort Loramie with a minute 26 to go here in the first half of this game. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, just to name a few. Oh, here's a brilliant drive to the basket by Nick Brandewee, about whom we spoke a moment ago. Superb play by him as he drove right down the gut of the Lachlan defense and laid it in over the front of the iron to make it 33-13 in favor of the Redskins. Here's a high-arching shot in the paint by Lachlan over the top of Tyler Siegel. Missed badly on the play by Jones. Follow is no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 46 seconds to go, second quarter. Dylan Braun to Brandewee, 25 feet away. Redskins up 20, 33-13. Brandewee's doubled. Goes to Braun. Fires a bullet down inside below the net to Austin Siegel, and he cannot reel it in. It goes out of bounds. 37.7 to go in the first half. Redskins up 20-33-13. This Lachlan team lost to Cincinnati College Prep. I think the final score was 96-60, something like that. It was very, very lopsided. Cincinnati College Prep had only lost, I think, four or five games. Played the likes of Woodward and Walnut Hills and Taft. Played a real strong schedule, but used at least one ineligible player in beating Lachlan and had to forfeit. You got to play by the same rules, whether you're public, private,
college prep.
Yes, OHSAA governing body, and it's got structure. You have to abide. Here's Dylan Braun weaving through the top of the circle. A foul line jumper by Braun beats the buzzer. Wow. Head coach Corey Britton really excited. Boy, he was pumping his fist on that make by Dylan Braun. As we were talking about how Lachlan got here, Dylan Braun made a beautiful maneuver top of the key. He weaved between a couple Lachlan Panthers and with a nice stroke arched in a 14-footer below the foul line as the first half closed, lifting Fort Loramie to its biggest advantage of the night, 35-13. All Redskins so far. Fort Loramie jumped to a huge 20-5 lead after one, up 15 after 8 minutes, now up 22 after 16 minutes. We'll return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report when we come back. 35-13 Fort Loramie on scores broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue has high-quality furniture priced just right for you. That's at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for even more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Fort Loramie owning Lackland 35-13 after two quarters of play. Chuck?
Well, first of all, I thought they gave you stats here, but I guess they don't, so I'll have to go with my own. I'm glad I kept some. Fort Loramie, that was as well as they could play in the first half. They did, they both ends of the floor, they did a great job. Individual scoring, Dylan Braun, 13 points in the first half. Then they got 8 from Tyler Siegel and 7 from Austin Siegel. 4 from Nick Brandewey and 3 from Cody Gasson. On the other side, they had Wright and Goings and Smith with 3, Robinson and Wooten with 2. They scored 5 and 8, 13, 20 and 15, 35 for the Redskins. 16-9 rebounding advantage for the Redskins. 4-2 on the offensive boards, and both teams turned the ball over 5 times.
I said that's pretty good for Fort Loramie, Chuck. Pace of the game is quick. Redskins just 5 miscues on this big University of Dayton floor. It's a huge stage. A lot of folks filing in, and you're really amped up for this game, and yet Fort Loramie has run up and down the floor only 5 mistakes.
Right, and their 5 turnovers were, you know, the hustle-type turnovers. They're running the floor, and a couple of passes were just maybe a little too hard. But, yeah, they're not having any trouble with the pressure that Lachlan's trying. They're trying to double them every place on the perimeter. And Loramie is stepping through, finding either one of the Seagulls or getting the ball to Dylan Braun. And those three young men had great offensive first halves.
And Lachlan would give the ball right back up to Fort Loramie, especially in that first quarter, Chuck, with very, very quick shots.
Too long. They got the one young man that's their leading scorer, and I don't know. I don't think he took more than one shot. So, I mean, that's Smith, right, number 3?
Yeah, their two top players are Jarek Smith, right. Jarek Smith, who is a 6'1 senior guard, and DeAndre Robinson is the best player on the squad.
They've only scored 13. Right. Those two have 5 of them, but they're not real effective. They're not very effective at all.
And you can bet despite the fact that head coach Corey Britton at Fort Loramie only had a couple days to prepare for this Lachlan team, you know that he knew the two men to spy on were Robinson and Smith.
And when I talked to him early, he said they got two young men that could flat out play.
There you go.
I got a few stats here now. Shooting Loramie, 12 of 19 for 63%. Only 1 of 5 behind the arc, 10 of 13 from the free throw line, 76%. On the other side, Lachlan, 4 of 22, that's 18%. Shot 12 threes, only made two of them.
Right.
So, you know, there's your key. 18-4 advantage for Fort Loramie in the paint in the first half.
That's our halftime report. All Redskins here at the UD Arena in this boys' D4 district championship, 35-13 Fort Loramie. Halftime break brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Hello, my name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors on ScoresBroadcast.com, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale that you will never, ever get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's meets all state requirements for training and professionalism, and Tom and Jerry's is fully licensed and insured. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. 35-13, Fort Loramie leads Lachlan. We're just over a minute away from the start of the third quarter. Our locale equipment halftime segment highlights seniors for the Fort Loramie Redskins, outstanding student-athletes. LaCalle promotes student academic success here on ScoresBroadcast.com and has done so since our start 11 years ago. LaCalle moved to Jackson Center in the early 1980s from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. And tonight we mention Nate Plyman, Cody Gasson, the only two 12th grade seniors on this Fort Loramie basketball team. It will be a highly experienced and very good club next year. LaCalle Equipment salutes Cody Gasson, Nate Plyman. Thank you, LaCalle Equipment.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Baby,
the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission vets, helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282, 498-7282, or go to the internet, facebook.com/ Shelby, COVSO. Fort Loramie starts the third quarter with a commanding 35-13 lead. And just like Fort Loramie began the game, Cody Gasson penetrates the paint, probes the middle, good bounce pass to Tyler Siegel, an easy deuce.
Another assist.
Lachlan's got the ball deep in the left corner. Here's a long three ball up and in. Good looking shot by Jarek Smith. Wow, he swished it. Lachlan now 3 of 13 behind the arc. Here's Fort Loramie's Gasson out back to Dylan Braun. He jacks up a three, rattles out, no good. Tyler Siegel dominates the boards. Up once, twice, and in.
Tyler Siegel
going to work. 39-16 Fort Loramie. How many points for Tyler so far?
He's got 12.
Here's a drive to the basket by Lachlan. Off-balance shot, five-footer. No good by Yero Diallo. Rebound is stuffed out of bounds on the play by Fort Loramie. Foul over the back on the Redskins. That is number one on Tyler Siegel. First foul. He's played darn near perfectly for Fort Loramie so far. Free throws here for the Lachlan Panthers. Shot pumped up there by Diallo. It is in. Diallo knocks it down. In fact,
must have counted the basket.
Yep, apparently so. I thought the foul was clearly before the shot, but he gets a three-point play. He had a nice tip in. Thought that foul was on the floor, but he is credited with a three-pointer. Fort Loramie challenged baseline left at the Redskins' offensive end. Jump shot shy of the mark by Cody Gasson. Rebound down to Lachlan. Here's a drive, a scoop down inside by Diallo. No good. Taken away by Fort Loramie. Deflected pass at midcourt. Lachlan gets it back. 39-19 Redskins, 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Here's a line drive three by Smith. It rattles off the rim, no good. Rebound Dylan Braun, long home run ball to Austin Siegel, to Tyler Siegel. Though it's Austin who catches and drops it in.
That was a touchdown.
That was a TD, beautiful reception. Both Austin and Tyler were out in front. It was just a matter of who was going to haul it in, and it was Austin who caught it in the end zone. Here is Lachlan down on the inside. One shot missed on the play by Mikey Ibra. He got it back and laid it through off the backboard.
He got blocked and did a nice job of staying with it.
Yep, good maneuver by Ibra. Persistence by him, 41-21. Fort Loramie leads by 20. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Great wraparound pocket pass down inside. Austin Siegel to Tyler for another deuce. Boy, Fort Loramie just carving them up. Outstanding workmanship by Fort Loramie. Here is out of control, but an athletic play by Lachlan, sprinting the last 30 feet to the basket and hooking it up and in is DeAndre Robinson. Beautiful maneuver by him. He's got eyes in the back of his head, Chuck.
Well, I mean, I'm starting to see how he's their best player. He's very athletic, and he's had two circus baskets here in the third quarter so far.
He averages a double-double, 14 points, 11 rebounds a game. And he was slapped on the arm as he made that shot. He's at the stripe for a plus one. Free throw rolling around, going in, 43-24. Fort Loramie leads by 19, 4:57 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Brandon Wee in backcourt. Up over the timeline for Fort Loramie. Guarded by Wooten, 30 feet out. Brandon Wee starts to drive down the right side of the lane. Steers his way into the paint. Flips a pass left corner to Braun. Shot fake. Drives. A runner. Missed it. No good. Might have been undercut. No call. Rebound down to Lachlan. Here come the Panthers. Forecourt to a right. It's Wooten. Redskins up 43-24. 4:20 to go in the third. And here's a carry down the lane by the Lachlan player. Looked like Ibra clearly walked. It wasn't called. Then there was contact as he got near the rim, and Fort Loramie's charged with a foul. Austin Siegel picks up number two. Lachlan takes a timeout. Fort Loramie's up 19, 43-24, 4:21 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
NK Telco Sports. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
Mickey Ebra at the line for Lachlan as we return to action here at the UD Arena. Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. 4:21 to go, quarter number three. Free throw short by Lachlan. Second one coming. Fort Loramie Redskins shooting at a 59% clip from the floor. Redskins have had a number of easy ones down inside. 10 of 13 from the free throw line. Lachlan a poor 26%. From the floor so far in this game. One free throw made, one missed. 43-25 Redskins. Gassing down the floor to Dylan Braun, left corner. He's on the arc. Dylan motions, throws a cross court to Brandewee, high right. Nick to the foul line, pulls up. Got it, Gasson. Gasson spin move, elbow on the left. Fadeaway 15-footer, hits it.
Nice. Wow. That was awfully quick.
Nice maneuver by the senior, Cody Gasson. He felt that one all the way. He had the ball 25 feet out and twirled at the elbow after three or four dribbles and made a fine fadeaway jumper. And here's an equally good play by Ian Wooten of Lachlan. He sprints down the right side of the lane and flips it up high off the backboard. Down through it went. 45-27. Redskins up 18. 3:23 to go here in the third. Dylan Braun, foul line for Fort Loramie. One-on-one move, defended by Diallo, who laid a hand on him. It's a defensive foul. Tyler Siegel to come back in, probably for Austin Siegel. Again, the winner of this game advances on to a regional semifinal, 8 p.m. Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena against the winner of tonight's game between Lima Perry and Fort Recovery. That's being played up at Wapak. Typical Redskins inbound play below the rim. A lob right in front to Dylan Braun. And Dylan with good hops and those legs of his. Sprung off the floor, skied, caught it right in front, 5 feet out, dropped it in. And then at the other end, Lachlan jettisons up a Hail Mary three ball. And we got a tussle, a tug of war for the rebound. A couple players hit the deck hard, one of whom is Tyler Siegel for Fort Loramie. As a couple young men, one from each team, got a bit chippy for a second. Referees jump in there right away and get it straightened out. It was ruled a jump, I think.
I think they called a foul, didn't they? Yeah, they called a foul.
Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie on the common foul against Lachlan. A white-shirted Panther was over the back of Tyler Siegel. Tyler wound up winning the wrestling match, and Fort Loramie got the ball. Here is burning down the floor to Brandewee, right back to Evan, who skips into the lane, tries to go hard to the basket with the left hand. He's denied, but fouled just short of the rim. Two free throws for Burning, 2:51 left here in the third quarter, and Fort Loramie leading 47-27. Free throw Burning. He is shy of the mark. No good.
In the first half, they had eight assists. Burning had three of them. That's just an impressive start to the game for him.
Yep, Evan was a fine assist maker in that upset of Rushi in the sectional championship game, 59-50. Burning missed the first free throw, swishes number two, 48-27 Fort Loramie. 2:40 to go here in the third. It is down inside to Ebra for Lachlan. A little one-handed floater right of the lane. Hits the rim, bounds off. Rebound Fort Loramie. Braun down the floor, head of the key. Out back to Burning, who fakes right, goes left. zips the pass, low on the left to Braun. Braun has the ball wrestled away for him, and we got a scrum at the foul line. Three Lachlan players on top of Dillon. He does pop up, comes out of the scrap unscathed. It's ruled a jump, Lachlan possession.
He's getting banged a little bit. Yeah. You can tell he's getting a little frustrated.
Been a little bit rough here in the last 2 minutes. No doubt the Panthers' feelings a little hurt, trailing by 21 points, 48-27. Forecourt to her right, it's Wooten on the arc. Goes baseline to Smith. He gets around Brandewee, who tries to cover up from the backside and fouls him. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Redskins have led from the start, jumping out to a burst in the opening quarter, 20-5.
I think Lachlan had a one-point lead for 20 seconds in the first quarter.
3-2, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And on the inbounds pass to Lachlan, we've got a screen set by the Panthers. It's not close to being stationary, even though the Lachlan bench is not pleased with the call. Foul on Goins of Lachlan, and Fort Loramie throws it in play up to Gasson. Now to Burning. And we've got a shoulder-to-shoulder foul committed by Lachlan in backcourt. Panthers are contacting Fort Loramie quite frequently now here in the second half. Fouls are piling up, 9 on the two clubs in this quarter. Full court pressure by Lachlan. Braun to inbound and backcourt. Fires into Burning, 75 feet away. Evan up and over the timeline. He's got Rosengarten down in the right corner. Leaves it for him. Rosengarten across the paint to Braun, deep left corner. Posting up Siegel down low on the left. Catches, powers to the rim. Muscle shot goes down, and a foul against Lachlan. Owen Tyler Siegel gets it that low, Chuck. Nobody's going to stop him.
Yeah, he has just gotten better and better and better.
Love the way the two Seagulls seemingly beat just about everybody down the floor and get parked on the block.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They know where to go because they know their teammates are going to get them the basketball.
Uh-huh. Minute 49 to go in the third quarter. Foul shot by Tyler Siegel is no good. It's long. Rebound down to Lachlan, which trails 50-27. This is the biggest lead of the game for Fort Loramie. Here's a long, long three ball missed on the play by Lachlan as Jarek Smith couldn't make it. It was a little bit crooked off to the left, and Fort Loramie grabbed the rebound. Burning top of the circle, looks for Rosengarten in the back cut, but he's not available. It goes to Braun in the left corner, and it's smacked away from behind right into the hands of Tyler Siegel, though. On the arc to Gasson. Gasson foul line extended left. And Cody might have used the forearm to clear out a little bit.
Well, Chuck Dawkin called it. I've never seen him miss one, so it must have been true.
Well, we were clearly screened. Yeah. He had the angle looking at the space between the two players. And Cody did not question the referee's decision one bit. A minute to go here in the third quarter. Long three ball pumped up there by Lachlan. It is no good. Kyle Runk, 6-foot sophomore, the substitute who played in the first half, missed it short. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Straight away Burning. Nobody guards him. He hoists up a three and cans it. Evan Burning from downtown. Wow, he was on Stewart Street on that one.
You can't get there from here.
No, you can't. Too many barrels in the way. 53-27. Fort Loramie up 26. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Ibre in the right corner. Hands off to Wooten. Back to Ibre. He flips to Jarek Smith, and he drains it. Jarek Smith has got a fine left-handed stroke. 53-30 in favor of Fort Loramie. We are near the end of the third quarter. Final 17 seconds. Here's Dillon Braun outside the arc in the right. Again, this reminder, we've got Jackson Center Tri-Village in game two. About 30 minutes after this one. Oh, here's a great back cut as Dillon Braun sneaks in behind the Lachlan defense, gets a beautiful feed and scores with 2 seconds left in the period. A long, high-arching three ball missed on the play by Wooten of Lachlan. Three periods in the books. Redskins up at 25, 55-30 over Lachlan on scores. Broadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And with a bang, Fort Loramie starts the fourth quarter. Randowee top of the key, a lob to Dylan Braun. He goes crashing the backboard from the right corner, catches it outside the square on the glass, and drops it through.
Yeah, all they're doing is he's just doing a V-cut and jab step. The defender's getting frozen. He goes in there throwing any perfect passes. They could probably run that 10 times in a row before they could figure out how to stop it.
They'd probably do it in their sleep every night. Wow, Fort Loramie is really in sync.
Well, he's got 19, and Tyler Siegel's got 16.
Mm. What a game of the Redskins, up 57-30, 7:33 to go in the fourth. Lachlan has the ball knocked out of bounds, and the Panthers will throw in. Lachlan playing, and it's not Cincinnati College Prep, as we first thought at the outset of the week it would be. Cincinnati College Prep destroyed this Lachlan team in a sectional championship game down at Cincinnati Taylor in Cleves, but Cincinnati College Prep used a player who was declared ineligible. Thus, Cincinnati College Prep had to forfeit that victory over Lachlan. Thus, the Panthers turned out to be the Redskins' opponent here tonight. But it has been no match for Fort Loramie. Lachlan got off to a bad start, pumping up threes one after another, kept missing early on, and Fort Loramie rolled out to a 20-5 lead after the initial 8 minutes. The lead is now 57-31, a made free throw by Lachlan with 7:20 left to go in the fourth. With the ball, Redskins outside the arc on the left, it's burning. Straightaway Braun, shot fake, foul line, drives down the lane. It rolls around and comes off. Good rebound by Lachlan. Here's a long throw down the floor. Leaping catch is made by Nikaizi Wright in the paint, and a Redskin was draped all over him when he would hide a snare that long forward pass down the court, and he's at the stripe with a 1-1. 16 fouls on Lachlan, 8 on Fort Loramie. Nikaizi Wright toes the stripe for the Lachlan Panthers. Lachlan's two best players are seniors, Robinson and Smith, both averaging about 14. But the roster has only two other seniors in addition to those couple. They have played here tonight, Wooten and Goins, but a number of young men on the floor this evening, sophomores and juniors, so Lachlan will have quite a bit of experience returning in 2017-18. Here's Lachlan, offensive set, out of bounds, thrown inside to Diallo, off to Robinson, and he tries to squirt between a couple Fort Loramie defenders. He's fouled, and he goes to the stripe. He was in the act of shooting. He's got two coming up. 7 minutes left in this game, 57-31 Fort Loramie, which will play in a regional semifinal next Tuesday at 8 at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena against the winner of tonight's game at Wapak. Lima Perry against Fort Recovery. Should be a very fine contest up at Wapakoneta this evening. Lima Perry beat Minster on Tuesday. Fort Recovery beat St. Henry on Tuesday. Free throws both up and in by DeAndre Robinson of Lachlan to make it a 57-33 game. Fort Loramie on top, attacking to her left. High post, Austin Siegel, he's doubled. to Braun, baseline right to Tyler, on the arc to Brandewe. He sizes up the three ball, snaps it off, no good, off the flange. Rebound Lachlan, long throw down the floor, caught on the dead run, but right, blocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Fans here at the UD Arena love it.
Tyler Siegel liked it too.
Ooh, Tyler Siegel with a huge swat for that attempted shot by Wright. Ball out of bounds. Lachlan in the right corner will be played in by DeAndre Robinson. Goes out back to Wooten. Wooten gives it up to Ibre. Ibre guarded by Austin Siegel. Now burning on Wooten. Ball thrown down inside to Robinson. And down from his knees, he shovels it. Can't get it to roll in. It came off. Jerked off the board by Tyler Siegel. Long throw down to Austin. Austin in traffic to the rim. Missed it, but he's plowed into right at the basket by a Lachlan player. And Austin Siegel gets a couple. 6:11 to go in the fourth. 57-33 Fort Loramie. Seems like, Chuck, after a pretty quick first half, second half has been
a lot of free throws, yeah. A lot more free throws in the second half here. They're a little more sluggish, yeah.
Numerous stops of action here in the last two periods. Free throw by Austin is no good. It's long. Second game tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We'll follow this one. Tip off at 7:30. Jackson Center Tri-Village, and it should be a doozy. Could be a very low-scoring game. Each team prides itself in outstanding defense. Each club with a primary score or two. We saw Tri-Village late in the regular season on a Saturday night at Fort Loramie. In fact, it was the final regular season weekend, and we did not see the real Tri-Village on that evening. They had the Saturday doldrums. And Fort Loramie won a sleepwalker, 37-32. But Tri-Village has got a couple fine young men. Gavin Richards, a 6'1 guard. Trace Couch, a 6'6 post player. And Jackson Center, Brady Wildermuth and company will have their hands full in game number two. Well, at the 6:03 mark of the fourth quarter, Chuck, we've had, what, a technical foul assessed in this game?
They called the foul was on Brandewe, and then he said something that the official didn't care for. And I think that might have been his fifth, because that counts as two fouls. So the first, we're going to shoot the one-on-one here, and then there'll be a two-shot foul after that.
So Nick Brandewe, before that sequence, had three personal fouls, picked up another personal foul. And his lip was such that the referee took offense to it, whipped the technical on him. That is a personal foul as well, a foul out. Brandewe gone. Free throws here for Lachlan. A couple of them pumped up there by Ibre. First, okay. No good. Second, good. Okay. And now Ibre will get, what, a two-shot situation?
And it'll be Lachlan's basketball.
Fouled in the act of shooting. It's up. It's no good. Hard. He's got one more. Four free throws here for Lachlan. And then the Panthers will have possession. 57-34 in favor of Fort Loramie. By the temper there displayed by Fort Loramie, just about the only thing the Redskins have done wrong tonight. I will say this. Lachlan has been, at times, here in the second half, especially in the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, a little unnecessarily physical on occasions.
Yeah, I've been watching that too. I mean, it hadn't been horrible, but it's out there. You can see it.
Yeah. Some tension being expressed between the clubs at the moment. Fort Loramie up by 23, led by 15 after one. Lachlan possession. Here is a quick three try. No good. Way short by Ibre. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Evan Burning into the forecourt. Burning outside the arc. Dishes to Dylan Braun, 25 feet away. Dylan to Austin, back to Dylan. Head of the key. Dylan keeps the ball away from Jarek Smith. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter, 57-34 Fort Loramie. Burning glides below the foul line. Goes to Gasson. Bounce pass right corner for Tyler Siegel. He goes astray, and Lachlan has it. And look at DeAndre Robinson go. He barrels down the floor all the way into the lane, and the ball is smacked away by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds. 50, Euro, Diallo, 5:21 left here in the fourth. Fort Laramie Redskins came out shooting at a high clip. Lachlan had no answer for Fort Laramie's drive and dish game in the first period. Speaking of driving, here is Ian Wooten for Lachlan, slipping down the right side of the paint to the rim, and he got to the basket and was fouled. Two free throws coming. And we're pushing 20 fouls total between the two clubs here in the second half. Ian Wooten at the free throw line for Lachlan, which trails 57-34. Wooten's got it, and it is 57-35. Five straight points, but Lachlan, Fort Laramie's biggest cushion was at 57-30 at about the 6.5-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Second free throw, no good. Rebound down to Evan Burning of the Fort Laramie Redskins. The third game here tonight features Cincinnati Christian and Southeastern. That, too, will be an even matchup, just like the second game should be, between Jackson Center and Tri-Village. And the winners of games 2 and 3 tonight play next Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena at 6:15 in the first regional semifinal. And as we've noted a few times this evening, the winner of this game, Fort Laramie, will take on the club victorious tonight up at Wapakoneta, either Lima Perry or Fort Recovery. So the Northwest District D4 champ will drop down from that district into the Southwest region and play the winner of this game at 8 next Tuesday night. Fort Laramie fouled on the play. Free throw line Redskins. One shot made, one missed. Was that Austin Siegel or Tyler?
Tyler.
Tyler 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Here's a steal by Evan Burning. He's got the ball at midcourt for Fort Laramie, then drops it off his foot into the lap of a Lachlan player. And here come the Panthers streaking down the floor. It is Jarek Smith on the arc. Now to Ian Wooten. Wooten with a long, high-arching NBA three off to the left. Rebounded by Burning of Fort Laramie. 4:19 to go, fourth quarter. 58-35 Redskins, who have not scored a field goal in better than 2 minutes. Here's Gaston outside the arc. Give and go, Austin Siegel. There's the bucket. Gaston, Austin Siegel, two-man game, left side of the floor. And Lachlan didn't have an answer. 60-35 Redskins. There's a walk by Lachlan, not called. Ball left out back for Smith. He lines up a three, and no, it's ruled a two. He's straddling the arc, and he drilled it home. Jarek Smith on the bucket for Lachlan. 60-37 in favor of Fort Laramie. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a couple of Rushi sponsors. Shout-outs to them on the web with us since last March here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum and Rushi here on scoresbroadcast.com. Shout-outs to them. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282, 498-7282, or go to the internet, facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Cody Gasson fouled for the Redskins. He's at the stripe and nails the free throw to make it a 24-point game. Rushi girls bowing out last night to Minster. Very cold shooting night for the Rushi Lady Raiders. Minster long and lengthy, very good defensively. But Rushi simply could not drop it in the hole, Chuck. Occasionally you have shooting games like that. Maria Heron, a marvelous career, a senior at Rushi. She was Southwest District first team. Outstanding 4 years for her at Rushi. Tiffany Hatcher as well, a senior. Each one superb student athletes. Very good basketball careers for each at Rushi.
Yeah, they're going to be missed.
Christina Garkey, the other senior for the Rushi Raiders, out all year with an injury. She graduates as well. Three superb student athletes, Garkey, Hatcher, and Heron, for the Rushi girls graduating this spring. Minster advancing on after that victory Last night, Jackson Center won the first tilt last evening. The Tiger girls, second straight year to the regional championship, upsetting Tri-Village. Although, as we talked throughout the fourth quarter of that game, Chuck, the Shelby County League is so difficult and challenging, and it prepares Shelby County schools extremely well for district and regional games, as Tri-Village has now found out 2 years in a row losing to the Jackson Center girls in the district last year, regional semifinals last night.
Yeah, they've found it all through the years. I remember more, even when they had really, really good teams, they couldn't get past Loramie.
At the free throw line here for the Fort Loramie Reds. Yep, Nate Plyman has checked in. Good to see Nate out there on the floor. One of two seniors on this Fort Loramie roster. Here is Lockland coming down the floor and rifling up a quick three ball. Was that Tyler Siegel who floated from underneath the basket, came out near the arc, and banged that ball up into the crowd. What a block by him. Dylan Braun sits down for Fort Loramie, which leads 62-37 with 2:50 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Lockland dribbling into the lane, ball thrown into the left corner. Here's a long three, pumped up there by Amadou Mamadou. He missed it off the back frame. Rebound pulled down by Fort Loramie, but a foul against the Redskins. Jarrett Meyer is now checked in for Fort Loramie. Jarrett, a 5'10 junior, very good football player. Here's a deep three by Diallo. Switch for Lockland.
Diallo
with maybe the longest shot of the night for the Lockland Panthers, 62-40 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Nathan Ratterman's got the ball deep in the left corner. Hands off on the play to Jarrett Meyer, who overshoots. Nathan Plyman's got the rebound, and he's chopped up from behind. Plyman and Gasson, the only two seniors on this Fort Loramie varsity roster. And Chuck, as we have talked a few times in the last 3-4 weeks, Anna, Fort Loramie, a lot of experience back next year on the Shelby County League boys' side of the ledger. Each team will be mighty strong.
Mark Sager.
Rushi, Jackson Center, talent returning. Botkins, Houston still in the rebuilding mode. Fairlawn facing some graduation losses, six of them, including Nate Lessing.
Yeah, they're going to be in a rebuilding mode, that's for sure.
Free throw tries by Fort Loramie.
It was Plyman. He made the first, missed second.
Nate Plyman dropped one in. Second danced off the iron. Rebound down to Lockland. Foul. Redskins down to a right. 2:07 to go here in the fourth quarter. 63-40 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins with a number of wholesale changes.
Mark Seeger has checked in. He wasn't in the program, but they announced him, so I wrote him down.
Mark Seeger on the floor, Jarrett Meyer, as we noted, Nathan Plyman in there too. A couple of free throws here. Lockland both missed on the play, but Jones. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 2 minutes even left to go here in the fourth. Redskins have the ball baseline right. Plyman. Plyman pitches out high on the plate to Seeger. Here's a three try, left flank, rattling in, out, no good. Rebound, Plyman, it rolls off the iron. Scrap for the rebound, foul called against Lockland.
Foul on Lockland, number 23, Denico Jones, that's his.
30 is Cody Barhorst.
Cody Barhorst on the floor. And that's Mark Seeger towing the stripe right here now for the Redskins. As he did yeoman's work on that last rebound attempt. Free throw rolls off the rim, no good. 63-40, Fort Loramie. Redskins' biggest cushion came at the 6.5-minute mark here in the fourth quarter, 57-30. Redskins have scored 7 points since. That foul shot is in by Sager. Minute 30 left to go in the game. Lead is 24 for the Redskins. Here's Diallo, 25 feet out. Again, Fort Loramie will play the Fort Recovery Lima Perry winner next Tuesday night, Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Tip off at 8. Long jump shot, Lachlan, no good. Rebound, Fort Laramie, down the floor to Nate Plyman. Plyman baseline left, hits a cutter through the lane. Here's a leaner right in front, laid up and in.
Devin Werman.
Devin Werman got the shot. Good maneuver by Werman. Wow, he sprinted through the lane. Devin, a 6-foot sophomore. And looked like, based on that shot, he'd logged a lot of minutes on the floor with the varsity. He hasn't, but that was a splendid move. Triple try, Lachlan way short on the play by Smith. Rebound, Fort Laramie, foul on the back. Lachlan, clock stops, 53.9 to go, 66-40 in favor of Fort Laramie.
And they can stop fouling anytime they'd like now.
Again, so many thanks to our Fort Laramie game sponsors here tonight, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Promoted by Primary Eye Care Associates. Focus on primary eye care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. One foul shot made, one missed by Fort Laramie. And believe it or not, Lachlan races down the floor in pell-mell style. And another foul called on Barhorst to the Redskins. And the clock halts. 47 seconds still left to be played in this contest. Free throw by Lachlan is up, and it is no good. Jones on the misfire. Having checked in now for the Fort Laramie Redskins is another Burning.
Mitchell, yes.
Yep, Mitchell Burning checks in for the Red and Black. Free throws by Lachlan, no good. Rebound Fort Laramie, and would you believe yet another foul? Lachlan over the back on the missed free throw try.
I'm trying to figure out who this one is. That's the only name I haven't picked up.
Mitchell Burning, a 6'3 sophomore, has checked in. Cody Barhorst is out there as well.
Mason.
Cody, a 5'11 junior. Here is the free throw pumped up and missed by the Redskins. Is that?
They said his name was Mason. I can't pick the last name out.
One free throw made, one missed by Fort Laramie. That extends the lead to 68-40. That's the biggest cushion of this game for the Red and Black. Here's an intercepted pass by Fort Laramie, stolen right back by Lachlan. Fadeaway jumper in the lane by Jones. Short, no good. Oh, what a rebound by Lachlan. Falling down. Falling down was Campbell. Sean Campbell, a 6-foot sophomore, was backpedaling, fell to the floor, flipped it toward the rim, it banked in. 68-42, steal by Lachlan at midcourt. 16 seconds to be played. Here's a long three-point try by Kyle Runk. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Sager. Backcourt to Barhorst. He is doubled. Finds a teammate. Flips it up the floor to Werman. Jabbed away by Lachlan. There's a buzzer beater. No good. And it is all over. It's been over since the early stages of the second quarter. Fort Laramie led 20-5 after one. Put Lachlan away in a jiffy. And the Redskins advance on. 68-42. Fort Laramie victorious. Biggest lead was 27. The final difference is 26. The Redskins shot it very well. Didn't turn it over much at all until late in this game. And the Redskins bury Lachlan, substituting for Cincinnati College Prep, which had to forfeit the victory over Lachlan in the Cincinnati Taylor sectional. Redskins get it done by 26 points and now await the winner of tonight's game up at Wapak between Lima Perry and Fort Recovery. Redskins get the team that triumphs tonight in a regional semifinal next Tuesday at 8 at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Don't forget game 2 coming up here this evening between Jackson Center and Tri-Village, and that contest much more evenly matched than this one for certain.
Well, you got to hope. I'll tell you, you look up there, 18 assists for Fort Laramie, 6 for Lachlan. There's a big difference in the
game. Lachlan came down the floor and just snapped off three after three after three in the first quarter while Fort Laramie was pounding the ball inside, getting gimmies from Tyler and Austin Siegel. Redskins probe the lane. Evan Burning dished out the assist. Dylan Braun warmed up. Cody Gasson, another good floor game by him. And Fort Laramie drilled Lachlan easily, 68-42. Looking forward to that Jackson Center Tri-Village game coming up next. Chuck will go offline for about 15 to 20 minutes at least. It's about 8 minutes till 7. Tip-off second game at 7:30. We'll return live at about 20 after 7. We'll run our pregame open at 7:15, so we will be offline for at least 20 minutes after we close out our first webcast here this evening. Balanced scoring for Fort Laramie, like usual.
Well, they had 11 young men score. That's pretty cool. They were led by Dylan Braun with 19, Tyler Siegel with 17, Austin Siegel with 11. We're looking at the Clancy's players of the game, and I'm going to give away a little of their money tonight because I can't decide. Dylan Braun, Tyler Siegel, and Evan Burning scored 4 points, but he had 9 of their 16 assists. So, I mean, that's 18 points to me, no matter how you slice it. So those are the players of the game, the Clancy's players of the game for Fort Laramie.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Fort Laramie Redskins out on the floor at the moment, receiving their district championship honors, player by player. The awards being made by the Southwest District Athletic Board. And, of course, Dan Holland, Fort Laramie School Superintendent, is on the floor as well, along with Damon Smith, Fort Laramie High School Athletic Director. Each Redskin player stepping forward. Nate Plyman, a senior, just recognized. Senior Cody Gasson recognized as well. Redskins victorious easily over Lachlan, 68-42. Chuck, we've heard in the last half hour from Jeff Bray, who got off work down in South Carolina and joined us here on scorersbroadcast.com. And he said, wow, things changed, because when he was on the web with us on scoresbroadcast.com, Lachlan was mighty, mighty good year after year after year.
Yeah, they had 31 at that one point, and he said they used to score that in the first quarter.
Good to hear from you, Jeff, a founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com in late 2007. Jeff, thanks for joining us and all of the listeners here today, for that matter, who have tuned in. Scoresbroadcast.com. One more game to follow. Jackson Center and Tri-Village coming up. Corey Britton, head coach of Fort Laramie, comes out, receives his district championship medal. And now the district title trophy being presented to the Fort Laramie Redskins team. So many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to a number of outstanding sponsors, including several from Fort Laramie. Southwest District Athletic Board
has a good season so far.
Has gotten the Fort Laramie crowd riled up, saluting the Redskin players, recognizing them for earning the district title And Fort Loramie people behind us are on their feet. As Mr. Bixler from the Southwest District Athletic Board, Superintendent of Anna Schools, is making the formal announcement and is presenting the district championship trophy to the Fort Loramie Redskins, who win the title here tonight by a score of 68-42. This was a title, Chuck, that eluded Fort Loramie a year ago. Had the game won, seemingly, up by three possessions, I think, inside the last minute against Southeastern. That game got tied, and then Southeastern won in overtime in the district 1 year ago. Fort Loramie didn't take any chances of that happening this evening.
No.
Redskins came out of the gate full bore and blew Lachlan away.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the start. They had the start. We talked about getting in the lane and getting the Seagulls involved. Tyler had 10 in the first half. Austin had 7. And then Burning, and we talked about Braun needing him to be around his average. He scored 19, and Evan Burning set the table for everybody. They were just terrific tonight. You can't find a weak spot, maybe a few fouls late, but other than that, there was not a hole in this game tonight for Loramie.
And that's exactly what Evan Burning did. He set the table for everybody else, just as he did in that sectional championship win over Rushi. Redskins cutting down the nets right now to our left. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Also, gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Corey Britton has joined us here at Courtside at the UD Arena. Corey, head coach of the district champion Fort Loramie Redskins, a 20-5 first quarter start. Corey, you could not have asked for anything better than that.
No, we wanted to come out and be in attack mode like last Saturday night, and I think our kids did that. We played hard. We executed what we needed to do early and got us off to that great start. We built from there.
Lachlan got a big dose of Evan Burning, penetrating the lane, setting the table. And then Lachlan also got a big dose of Tyler and Austin on the inside. They were getting room service feeds from Evan Burning left and right.
Yeah, I mean, we really focus, and we've really been trying hard here in the last couple weeks to play inside out, and our kids are starting to buy into that, and it's really helping our perimeter.
Coach, tell me about the week of practice. You were preparing for 4 or 5 days for Cincinnati College prep, and then you had to adjust in the last 48 hours and get ready for a new opponent. How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, I mean, we found out at about Wednesday at 12:30 we were going to play Lachlan instead of CCPA. Luckily, we were able to get down and watch Lachlan twice, once in the district and once regular season.
There you go.
We had a pretty good feel for him, and I was able to scramble up some tape. So, I mean, it was just both teams were a little similar with the way they wanted to play, so we knew coming in we were going to have to control tempo and really handle the basketball and handle the pressure, and we really did that, and really proud of our kids.
Yeah, that was an exceptional part of your game tonight, too. Lachlan wanted to speed things up, but it didn't turn you over nearly as much as Lachlan would have liked, and I thought the Panthers shot far too many threes out of the gate. That played into your hands in the first half.
Yeah, I thought our goal was to get them to stand a little bit and shoot it. We were really worried about them getting to the rim, so we were able to accomplish that, and we're just happy to be moving on when we don't know who we're going to play yet. They're just tipping off right now up at Walpaw.
Yep.
But
yep.
We're really excited to be in the Sweet 16. And it's been 7 years since Fort Loramie's been there. So we told our kids, especially our two seniors, that leave a lasting impact. Be that numeral on the wall when they did that tonight. So we're really proud of them.
You got the district championship tonight that eluded you last year. Southeastern beat you in overtime, a game that you nearly had won, lost at no tee. You come back tonight here in 2017, leave nothing to chance, and bury Lachlan right out of the chute. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We'll see you guys Tuesday night down at Kettering.
Yep. The opponent for Fort Loramie on Tuesday will be either Lima Perry or Fort Recovery. As Coach noted, they are tipping off right about now at Wapakoneta, Lima Perry, and Fort Recovery. That should be quite a game tonight. The winner takes on Fort Loramie at 8 on Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Chuck really enjoyed it. One last salute to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. They are with us game in, game out here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Family-owned, building a quality name on developing superb relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt. 295-3971, 295-3971, M&A Muffler and Tires. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. West Main in Fort Loramie, super deals, customer pricing and financing. And see them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Chuck, final thoughts, last second takeaway from game one here tonight. Victorious is Fort Loramie, clobbering at Lachlan 68-42.
Well, I think that what we talked about pregame, and it's obviously what was going to be make them successful tonight, they did it to perfection. They had a game plan. They executed it. The kids did a great job. They kept their cool when it got a little chippy in the second half. They did get a tee, but you can live with that if you're up 25. But they did everything they had to do. 11 young men got to score on this floor, and everybody dressed got to play. And that is really neat for these kids.
Well said. Good comment, Chuck. Thank you very much. We'll go offline for about 10, 12 minutes or so, then return at about 7:15 with our pregame open before the Jackson Center Tri-Village Tilt, another boys D4 district title game here tonight from the UD Arena. Rhett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McPhee alongside stats, color, and on-site engineering. Again, final score, game one here at the UD Arena tonight. Jack Kramer saying Fort Loramie triumphant, 68-42 over Lachlan.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.